every year we organise a range of funding to local communities under a variety of themes: education and skills, health and wellbeing, environment and habitat conservation, energy efficiency, culture and heritage, and recreation, sport and social inclusion. So there's a broad range of themes there that's open to communities living in the vicinity of the local community. So far, since 2014, we funded about 13 projects to the value of about €12,500. So the fund is open again, and it's open until March the 16th.
And how much will be available to groups on this occasion?
In terms of the total annual value of the fund, it's about €5,000, and it's open to any group that has an interest in any of those aforementioned areas.
And we know that there can be tensions in some communities with regards to wind farms and their potential impact. Do you think this is one way of ensuring that there's cooperation and communication between the wind farm and the community itself?
Absolutely, and the ESB, I suppose, we try to be a responsible developer. This is a long-standing wind farm that's been there for 20 years now at this stage, and I suppose this is one way of giving back, of ensuring that we're a good neighbour, and in terms of trying to smooth out relations, we try and keep very strong relationships on the ground with local communities, and this is one way, I suppose, of being able to give back and being able to ensure that some of the benefits of the wind farm goes back into the local community.